Let's go.
Another trip around the sun. How did you feel about this year for yourself?
I had a good year. I thought about killing myself over the summer.
Yeah, which method?
I didn't decide on that, but I was in the middle of the field at the end of our street screaming, "My fucking brain is broken," while there were people there, but Jamie talked me off the ledge.
But other than that, a pretty good year.
She talked me off of second base.
Other than that one pretty tragic experience.
I'm doing pretty good now, though.
Yes, Mike Rainey, happy birthday, dude.
Happy birthday, yeah, brother.
Wish for something special.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Mike Rainey. Happy birthday to you.
Do not cry right now.
Happy birthday.
Okay, I'm going to blow him out. Okay, it's my podcast. I'm going to blow him out.
Yes.
Yay. Wow. Happy birthday.
Wow. What a start.
Happy birthday. Do you think, why do they make the room dark? Do you think that's to symbolize the
smoke
womb?
Alarm. Dang it.
Noah, smoke that.
Noah, blaze that shit.
Noah, put a wet towel under the door.
Do you think that's to symbolize the uterine darkness?
Turning the lights off?
Yeah, do you think that's to symbolize being in the womb?
What's the candle then?
Oh, that would be nice.
The birth canal, the light?
Yeah. The light the at the end of your mother's...
The fluorescent light tube.
I was going to talk about how funny it is when other little kids cry when they can't blow it out.
Yeah.
Wait, you were like, it's my podcast. I'm going to hold him back. From a distance.
It's every time. When they open presents, the other dude, when you see them open presents, it's so funny. When they're like 4 years old, they'll be like, what's he have? The cousins come over and they just like start taking the box. Like you have to give it back and scream cry.
I was in that phase for a very long time. Like late. Like I'd birthday be like, bags, I'm done opening my Christmas presents.
Like, what's up?
They got more than me. Why'd they get more?
When you were at these parties, would you be dressed like a Puerto Rican Power Ranger there? Or is that just today?
Dude, how dare you? This is the Nocta collection from Drake and Nike. You could never even dream of this. Shoes cost more than your life. I did get drunk and order a Drake tracksuit on the internet. I regret it. I'll never wear it publicly.
No, you have to.
This is the only time I'll wear it.
Wow, you have to, I'm telling you, you have to be down there chilling. Anytime you're outside, just go, yeah, I ordered the Nocta.
I'm part of the Nocta. It also, a baklava is what completes it. I would need that. That'd be the sickest shit
the
possible.
Greek food?
No, I said it wrong.
Baklava. I thought you said you look like a Greek guy.
No, balaclava. I said baklava.
What's the ski mask thing? Yeah, true. Yeah, that'd be pretty cool.
I just noticed the gold swoosh on the front.
It's
gleaming.
This is a royal outfit.
Yeah, that's what you want to be buried in.
That's the color purple of our time.
This was very important to me. And I'm glad you guys are giving it attention. Mm-hmm.
It's nice.
Because it meant a lot to
me. We're freeze framing this for when we have you taxidermied at a poker table like a Dominican guy. With sunglasses on.
You need to fully lean into it.
And
you got to just bust out, dude.
What do you mean?
Completely break out and just rock your tracksuit everywhere. It's a sick tracksuit.
Wear baklavas on my head all the time.
Yeah, wear baklava, dude.
Start wearing a white one.
That's going to suck. They're going to have to eventually tell people you can't wear ski masks and it's going to be hilarious.
Yeah.
The white mask?
Yeah. What's the white mask?
Yeah.
We have getting trouble with
secret little meetings. When we get around and say all the stuff you're not supposed to say.
What do you got on underneath that?
Sheath underwear.
Nice.
And a t-shirt under this. A Nate Diaz t-shirt. Nice. Those are my other outfits.
Oh, thank
More
you.
More free stuff.
I owe you a thank you because at Skankfest, you introduced Nate Diaz to my wife.
Yes.
And I had to hold her back like a fucking rabid pit bull.
Yeah, that was right before chaos ensued. And
oh, naked man.
It was
came.
The naked roast, and Nate Diaz did not like it. And
yeah,
him and his friends
I heard.
Thought I was even gayer than they already do.
Hey, guys, come hang out. All of a sudden, there's naked dudes. Like, I didn't know they were going to be here, dude. Yeah.
There was a guy on the naked roast. His name is Harrison Dye.
Yeah.
He was very excited to meet all the bros. And so he does the naked roast. And they make you walk off stage and all the way back to the green room naked. And so he's like, he goes out, everyone bombs. So he goes out, bombs naked, I'm saying this in a nice way. He looked like when Chris Farley drove the bus in Billy Madison, and they march him back through the crowd all the way back to the green room. And he said, "I got back to the green room and I opened the door, and the first two people I see are Shane and Nate Diaz." And he said, Nate looks at Shane and just goes, "Yeah, let's go somewhere else." Yeah.
I mean, that's a nice way of him, how he said it.
Yeah.
He's like, "Yeah, let's get the I don't do that impression anymore." He's like, "Yo, let's get the fuck out of here. This is gay." Oh, and I was like, man. "Dude, it's not that gay. It's kind of funny. Look at this penis."
I talked to Harrison after that, and he said he was like, he physically repelled Nate Diaz away from the whole scene. He said he came out and the guy went, "Oh,
dude,
man,
they got
come
up,
on."
Nate and his team, his squad got up in formation.
Mm-hmm.
Almost no words exchanged. The second a naked dude walked in, they were all like, and hit the exit immediately.
Oh, you don't want to be the last dude.
They don't fuck with that.
One of them stopped, dropped, and rolled.
Yeah, he got hit with it.
Yeah, I think I was the opposite.
You're patting him down.
Yeah, I was like a 9/11 firefighter going toward the meat.
You're going into the blaze.
Man, so it's good to have you guys here.
Yeah, man.
Thank you for having
Dad
us.
Dad meat.
Thanks for having
man,
us.
Man, it smells great in here, man.
Thank you. My girlfriend does a good job of cleaning it.
This is really nice.
This
man.
Is,
if
this
it were
Christmas
not for her, this
also.
Place would be this is, insane looking.
This is top tier girlfriending.
Yes.
This apartment. This is lovely.
Yeah, yes. This is quadriplegic
really
cap setup.
Yeah, that's her spot. Mm-hmm. I dominate that corner. You can literally, if you get up and look at the cushions, you can see where I fucking dominate.
I do. Yeah,
it's wild.
I kind of settled right
it's
in.
It's pretty fucking sad.
You're sitting in the dinosaur footprint right now.
Actually, dude, I try my best to sit on that one occasionally. It doesn't fresh cushion on me. It doesn't do it for me.
I'm an L guy myself.
Yeah.
L guy, feet up.
It is a very feminine spot. It sticks your gut. It's your gut and bulge goes straight out. Dude. It's so bad. If I sit there, it's chaos, dude. I can't.
Yeah, you might have
there.
To pixelate this week.
Why? It's your birthday. It's your birthday,
man.
Yeah,
it's your day. Yeah, it's your day. For real. It's your day.
Thank you.
It's Baby Monkey's birthday.
Have you got any cool
baby
presents?
Monkey?
Mike, any cool presents this year?
No, I haven't gotten anything yet.
Damn.
This was very nice. Cake. This was a nice surprise.
Like $46 fucking cake.
Yeah. I'm hoping to get a little PUSSY.
Oh, ooh. For sure.
Mm-hmm.
It's your day. Yeah. You can literally demand.
Yeah, it's the one day you can be a pussy brat.
Yeah, oh yeah.
How would you say it if you were me?
Babe.
She's right there. You can talk to her.
Say it to her.
Demand pussy from my wife, Matt.
Don't be nervous.
Oh, man. I love being nervous. I wouldn't even look at you, so it doesn't matter. Yeah. I would just be sitting there going, man, that was a birthday. Are you tired at all? I'm not tired at all.
Sure.
I'm actually kind of awake still. That's crazy. Driving,
it's kind of feel like I could go for some pussy right now. I don't know.
I'm glad I didn't overdo it with the cake, man. I feel like I got a lot of juice left
not
in me.
Not stuffed, yeah. But would you give me head? I could use some head.
Or I would, or just
what if you went full like Valentine's Day? Like, did you forget what today is? Were you just not going to suck my meat?
I'll do one of these. I just go, hey.
Ooh,
come on.
Okay.
Grab the shoulder.
Wake
on.
Up.
Come on.
I know you're tired.
It's my
from...
birthday. Mm. Or the big thing is you get in bed and you lay there like this.
Picks like that.
Don't show that. Man, stop, dude.
You're talking fully nude, though.
And
you're
you
talking
smile,
nude.
You go.
You know what today is? I was born this day years ago, and now you can suck my penis.
You want to know a nice thing? My birthday is Sunday. Or next Sunday. What day is today?
Tuesday.
No, I mean the date.
Sixth.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, it's coming
five
up.
5 days from now. The laundromat. There's a dog. There's these Hispanic women that work at the laundromat, and they have this, like, a Mexican shrine to this dog named Rocky. It's this little white terrier that they love. It sits on the clothes in the back and barks at you when
so
you come in.
Funny.
And they're like, Rocky, no. Rocky. Rocky. And then I came in and I was like, where's Rocky? Because he wasn't in there, but the shrine was up. And I was like, what's going on with Rocky? I like to fire him up and talk about Rocky. And she's like, it's Rocky's birthday this coming week. I was like, when is it? She was like, December 11th. I was like, that's my birthday. She was like,
Santa Maria.
She was like, no fucking way. So then I came back in yesterday. And I don't mean to be racist. They looked very similar. And they wear masks.
Yeah.
So I was like, hey, it's Rocky's birthday coming up. And she was like, that's not me, but everybody knows it's also your birthday. Like, it's news amongst the Mexican women that me and Rocky the dog have the same birthday. Brother, very might, excited about
you
it.
Might be an honorary Latin pitbull.
I don't know why this story was dragging on, but isn't that funny?
No, that's one of those things that you will get, so that would have me charged up.
The shrine
all the
is
way
incredible.
Up.
It's a picture of the dog with like candles kids, and shit. Like those types of flowers around it. Circle, oh. Like the frames made out of like paper flowers and shit. It's
is
great.
It, is it like a Dios de los Muertos almost thing?
Kind of, just to Rocky the
but
dog.
He's alive.
Man. Yeah.
Fuck, that's awesome. Imagine how pumped up. You're a Mexican lady. You're in the laundromat. You see your Rocky shrine. You're
Rocky
just like,
shrine, just
fuck, that guy's the best. Folding it. He's like, the lifeblood of the business.
Yeah.
Definitely
can rock some. Rocky, tear, the jump on. Rocky, no.
Rocky, no. He barks the entire time. Oh, you stand there so and wait for your fucking bill. It's just a dog barking in your face.
Is he friendly like,
Rocky,
if you approach him?
No. No, he's just... No. He gets scared and runs.
He's a nasty little terrier. He's what kind of terrier are you talking? Jack Russ? Rat terrier? This is a short hair terror.
There was a driving range, a golf course, and a driving range down the street from me when I lived in the hood. And the driving range was actually back down this like very dangerous road behind a cemetery. And you get down there, and it's owned by I think a Korean guy who's got an extremely well trained
West
Shiba.
Isn't that a Westie?
Let me say.
Sorry to cut you
off. No. We're talking dogs.
Stupid. That's a curly haired. Oh,
some of these guys.
Oh, that's a sweet pup.
Westie.
That's a sweet pup.
Aren't they called Westies?
I think so, yeah.
Or that's Yorkies exciting. Or yeah, that's what Rocky looks like, dude. He's the
damn
man. And he yips
it's
at
like a Purina
you.
Dog.
And you go, shut the fuck up, Rocky.
That's not a very Latin
when
dog.
When the Mexican women don't look, I go, I pinch fucking Rocky.
You flick his nuts?
I know. Flick his
nuts. Rocky doesn't like me. Anyway, it's just an Asian guy sitting back there waiting for people to come hit golf balls with an extremely well-trained Akita or Shiba Inu or something.
Well, how big is
but
it?
But it's like...
How big is it?
Medium-sized dog?
That's
I don't
Shiba,
not like
Shiba
huge.
Inu. Shiba Inu, though.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, sorry. So he's got this thing trained. He can do like shoot it and it plays dead. It rolls over, but it's completely hostile to strangers because he lives in the hood, I guess.
Yeah, yeah.
And
he's
so
also a very loyal
there.
Breed, kind of family first breed.
And he also is like kind of like ratty. Family. His fucking like fur's all chopped up and shit.
Sorry.
Anyway, I don't like business dogs a lot.
You don't like business dogs.
I typically don't like business
dogs. Business
dogs
typically aren't that great.
No.
There was a lady that, I got one. There was a lady who owned a photography place by me. I forget. It was filled with Newfoundlands.
What's that dog
big ass
like?
Mountain, or no, it was Bernese Mountain or Newfoundland.
The big boys.
Yeah. Which ones?
Newfoundlands are all.
All right, so it was the Bernese Mountain.
Yeah,
guys.
They have the white patch right here.
There was like four of them. Oh, they would like breed them. They were wonderful. Anyway, how about
I'm just
you?
I'm just spurging on dog knowledge. White patch, brown paws, black coat, top coat.
Yes.
Yeah, I'm not a dog guy. Actually, when my wife and I, we go for walks a lot, and I carry a knife in case I'm attacked by a dog.
Really?
Yeah.
You bring a knife to be like, if a dog comes out, I'm stabbing it.
There's, I'm always prepared, and there's always an instance where it comes close.
Really?
Yep. Very territorial.
I'm trying to get into.
Are you afraid
of dogs?
A little bit.
Why? Yeah. What happened to you?
Well, all right. The last time that I can remember being terrified of a dog was I was going running. I got fired up during the '96 Olympics. I was.
That was after the blizzard.
Wait, after the bombing?
Yeah, it was during the Atlanta Olympics. I got fired up because like I really wanted a girlfriend, and I got very into the women's gymnastics team. So I was like, all right, I'm too fat. I need to run. And I started running, and there was a dog that took off. I didn't see him at first, but he took off across his lawn, and he stopped at the edge of his lawn. But it was enough to scare me into carrying a knife in case I come across a dog.
Really?
Yeah.
So 30 years of knife carrying for dogs.
What the fuck?
Yeah. I haven't had to pull it yet.
Oh, man. Should have been carrying a torch.
I got...
True Classics is a Christmas gift for all of the jolly men in your life. True Classic tees are a gift for you, for her, but don't call her jolly, and for any guy in your life. Almost all men's t-shirts are designed to look good on certain body types. True Classics team designed t-shirts to make fellows of all sizes out there feel confident in their clothing. It's fucking Lane Bryan. Mandatory personal endorsement. It fits good, actually. I like it. You know, I have like big, broad shoulders and like crazy fucking traps and shit. But I do have kind of a little bit of bitch hips. From polos to workout shirts to even boxer briefs designed to keep your boys feeling nice and comfortable. True Classic has something for everyone on your list. They have long options for the tall guys. Okay. and up to XXL. Get 25% off of TrueClassic.com with code DRENCHED. Free shipping included on purchases over $100. That's 25% off at TrueClassic.com with code DRENCHED. Santa won't be the only one saying thanks to True Classic. Guys, when you've had a long day and you want to unwind like a grown-up, grab your favorite Lucy gum or nicotine pouch. Check out all that Lucy has to offer with Lucy.co. That's Lucy.co. Use the promo code DRENCHED at checkout. If you're a listener from Canada, you can now get Lucy from ca.lucy.co. This product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical, but if you're interested in a better way to use nicotine, visit lucy.co and use that promo code DRENCHED. Thank you.
My similar time frame, probably like 95, 96. I was a little kid. It was in like second grade, and a friend's dog bit my ass. It was a German Shepherd, and he bit my ass, and I had like vampire scar bites in my ass cheeks. What did
you say? You were the little kid on sunscreen. Yeah,
you were a copper tone, baby. It was a German Shepherd, dude. Yeah, it was the scariest thing that ever happened.
So it was more civil rights than copper tone.
My ass off of my body.
Yeah, Tim was the Kensington copper tone, baby.
Damn, it punctured.
Yeah, I had two little circle bites in my cheeks.
I got bit in the gut by a corgi, dude. Unbelievable.
Why? We had a dog. He put peanut butter in his belly button.
Yeah. Ooh, too hard.
Less teeth.
No, they had a dog. My friend had a dog that if you went bang, bang.
He getting his belly button eaten out.
That's actually not illegal, though. Above the waist is fine.
It's definitely legal.
No,
it's definitely legal.
Okay, yeah, I thought
you
said.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, you can put peanut butter anywhere other than your dick or
your
ass.
Genitalias. I mean, you can put it on like the pocket on your groin.
You could do that and the breath could turn you on. That's street legal. No, they had this dog. If you went bang, bang at it, it would spaz and chase you. So when we were kids, we'd bring it down to the park and put it on one side of the tennis court and go bang, bang. And then you'd have to run to the other side and it would chase you. So I'm standing directly across from it. And I go bang, bang. And it just went straight under the net. It got me. It was a corgi, dude. It was like the gayest dog to get attacked by.
You would remember this. Do you remember?
This went straight under. I was like, I've been outsmarted again. This time by a corgi.
Shane, do you remember a police dog biting a player during a college football game?
Yeah, there was the dog.
It was down south.
There was Uga, the fucking Georgia Bulldog, would snap at people.
Okay.
And there was a police dog
that bit somebody in the end zone.
Yes. Might have been South Carolina.
Okay. Sounds about
right.
Yeah.
A police dog just saw
a football player ran into the end zone, sprinted right at him. The dog was
that's like Born Identity, though. If you've been a police dog all your life, you see a black dude running full speed, you're like,
yeah,
this Manchurian Candidate.
And a whole stadium, like, ah. Oh, shit.
Someone just clicked a thing and they're like, huh.
Yeah. The Georgia Bulldog would try to bite people sometimes.
I know,
that's pretty
bad.
Fun. Yeah. And then he got chased off by the Texas Longhorn before a game once. He was yapping at the fucking Longhorn that chased him. Almost killed him. It would have been very fun.
Yeah, it'd be awesome.
How do you think they would get that dog fired up before games?
Slapping it around. You can really slap a bulldog around. It's your world.
You think they'd show him like footage of like desegregation? Get a little riled up.
The bigger the dog's head, the harder you can hit them without it being bad.
Yeah, dude. My dad still holds
That's
down.
Such
like,
a good fucking mascot, hit dude. Dogs. Look at this guy. That's fun.
Damn,
that's fun
that
stuff.
Rules.
Guys, if you're listening at home, Google Uga Dog.
Georgia Bulldog.
And then just swipe through images while you're supposed to be podcasting.
Yeah, my dad still to this day holds it down. Like, you should definitely hit your dog. I connected with him over Thanksgiving. He was like, yo, man. My cousin brought his dog. My dad's like, yo, I'm going to fucking kick the shit out of this thing.
What do you do with little dogs, though, Matt?
Huh?
Real little dogs? How are you supposed to discipline them?
You're supposed to beat the owner. Dude.
Boot them. Those are for girls.
If you have a little dog, you are gay.
You beat their owner?
Yes.
Now you can just grab a little dog and chuck it. You can, you know, it's up to you. Mm-hmm. I don't hit dogs, but it's totally chill.
You fucking grip some dogs up, though.
You're a disciplinarian.
I'm a work in progress, dude.
Yeah. Well, all right, you know, my girlfriend's here. There's 30 people in the background, by the way. Oh, you got white claws for the gang. Ooh, that's wonderful.
That's nice.
So
I'm sure these fellas will drink it.
By the way, speaking of White Claws and having a lot of fun, we're going to do the live stream.
Oh,
the live show.
Goodness, we got to fucking promote this thing.
The live show, dude. The
live show is going to be very fun. We tried, just for those of you at home, we tried to get Beetlejuice. We could not.
Oh, yeah.
That was, I was like, we can pull some strings, dude. We finally have clout. We can get a big get, like Beetlejuice.
Did you ask him or his handler?
I asked people that worked at, that I knew from Stern, and they asked his, whoever's running stuff.
Yeah.
I don't want to say handler.
Yeah.
Say manager.
Yeah, sure.
There's got to be a lot of situations where he's almost been kidnapped. At least some attempts.
Oh, dude, that's crazy.
Yeah, right. He would fuck them up.
I was...
Beat.
I was talking
kidnapped
to...
Kidnapped Beat.
Shuley, the guy Shuley from Stern is... And he was, he used to be... Beetlejuice was like... Everybody else, they'd be on the road, would go out and party.
Yeah.
And he'd always get stuck in the hotel with Beetlejuice, just making sure Beat didn't fucking wander off or like get fucked up.
Or something.
Yeah, he had to hang out every night in the hotel as a Beetlejuice.
He's an endangered species.
And he would go out and go wild.
he's one of one.
thank you.
Oh, wow. Sure, nice.
Yeah, dude.
Maybe I will have one. Will you hand him another? Thank you.
Yeah, man.
I can keep my beloved off camera.
True. But yeah, although the hand might be visible. Oh, no, it was Butterly's
hand. I don't want them to know her race.
Oh, that was Butterly's hand.
I don't want them to know her race.
No, thank you.
It's the last thing we want.
Dude, but yeah, so that'll be fun. The stream will be fun. Going there will
be
fun.
It's on Moment.
Is this also going to be like live in person?
Yes, there's going to be people there, and then it'll be a live show. We do have one guest right now. Not going to name it.
Yeah.
Big get.
And an interactive, and an interactive stream.
There's an interactive stream.
It might be.
I really pray to God we don't see.
I might have to have.
Yeah, right.
I want nothing.
What'd you call Sean today? Hard Peeny.
Sean Hard Peeny.
Sean Hard Peeny.
Might have Hard Peeny monitoring the live stream.
That's because Sean's his lady.
Big Dick Sean Hard Peeny.
Such a fucking sexual picture.
He's a fucking sex symbol, dude. Did you? Be honest. Were you like, babe, take a picture?
Did you see it?
No,
I did not.
I could tell by the photo. It was definitely post, or it was post coitus.
Ooh.
You guys were naked in a room together.
Devil.
Yes, I could tell. I could tell that shine.
Did you have your helmet peeking out
over his belly?
You have your helmet peeking out the top of your waistband.
Well, you probably were fully nude in the photo. Fuck, I would have liked to have seen that.
I said, babe.
Yeah, right. You look so hot in it. You love it.
I said, babe, those likes are on me. You enjoy that.
I bet you got groundskeeper Willie body.
Yeah.
He's jacked.
Does he have hairy abs?
He kind of has groundskeeper Willie head as well.
Yeah, we'll have Sean Hardpeeny.
Big Dick dude. Sean Hardpeeny.
Look how handsome Sean is.
Let me see that.
Dude.
Oh, get out of here. And it's tasteful. And
it's
our, look at the fucking abs poking out of the top. Yeah. Shut up, dude. It looks like you're on her. She took that in a mirror.
It's safe to say you're in love, dude.
Damn.
Wow.
You're way too hot. Guard dog came over to my house one time, and one of my daughters said, oh my God, he looks like Jake Gyllenhaal.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, my girlfriend said that.
Jake Gyllenhaal?
Yeah.
Yikes.
And then, in a different conversation, was like, I think Jake Gyllenhaal is hot.
Ah. Yeah,
and I was
two together.
Yeah. I was like that corgi, dude. I did the math real quick. And I was like, you son of a bitch. That's why I don't know if you've noticed. I've been mean to Sean for the last couple months.
Yeah.
Oh, Sean.
I'm as mean as I can be to him now.
Yeah, I have no reason. I've just been jumping in.
Be quiet. You know not to talk during the podcast. I'm definitely kidding.
That's moment.com.
That is going to be a fucking whooping, dude.
She's going to beat your ass.
On my part, by the way. She's going to be like, you humiliated me whenever you want. I'm like, no, I was joking. Dude, if I'm in my Drake outfit, you can't tell me nothing, dude. My heart is cold, bro.
You're gonna keep that on for a long time. You're going to be building up some social debts.
Dude, I had a serious discussion last night. With Brittany, we're talking about like what we're strategizing for what we're gonna do the night of the live stream. There's talk coming, talk not coming. We're sitting there talking. It's like we're just having like a general like check in. I was in a robe and my balls were sweating to the point where I was drops of water hitting the floor as I was like,
well, you gotta think about it. And you're gonna be up there. You're worried about the kids, and it's just ball sweat splattering the floor.
In the end, we hugged.
Wait, hold on. What was the fight?
We're just figuring out. It wasn't even a fight. We were figuring out, like, are you coming? Are you not coming?
Okay.
here's why, here's maybe why, you know, back and forth, back and forth. Yes. And that kind of stuff
gets spiked your sack temp.
My sack temp fucking, I had a fever. I had a fever on my sack. And dude, I wear that robe every day.
You wanted it so bad. You wanted to go up here alone so bad, dude.
No,
your
it's
balls
not
were like,
please. Your balls were doing this the whole time.
God damn it, Matt.
Please.
Matt, did you think about putting a little wristband on him?
I should have, dude. I need like a tennis sweatband. I never had my nuts sweat like that. Dude, it was full fucking.
I get it occasionally.
Dropping, dude.
Especially during a podcast. I'll be sitting down during a podcast and get up and be like, dude, my dick and fucking ass is drenched.
Yeah.
They've become one.
It's, yeah. It's just liquid.
I only get a little twitch.
I can move like a slug on the ground. I could slide.
When I hit like end transmission on Twitch, it's like getting out of a pool. I'm fucking soaked. It's the only time.
Really?
I feel it dripping down my dripping down my fucking tits.
I usually shit don't sucks. Sweat, man. My body's going through changes. I usually don't
You're
sweat
becoming
like
a man.
I think I'm becoming a man.
You're going through menopause.
I finally was like, well, here's an idea I have to my wife. And my body was like, what the fuck's going on?
Fight.
My body just started fucking sweating. Fight. I was like, well, dude, don't fucking share your ideas.
Do you what get the fuck you doing? Matt, do you get hot balls when you get riled up sexually?
Definitely, I would say.
Really?
Yeah.
Hot balls.
Like, they heat up?
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure. I kind of salivate a little bit. If I get riled up sexually, my mouth waters.
Whoa.
Yeah, dude, it's a problem.
Do your nipples get hard?
Yeah, my nipples are very sensitive.
His nipples start smoking.
You get your nipples sucked off?
Yeah, dude. I love you. I haven't got my nipples sucked on in a while. I'm going to get them sucked on.
Get them sucked. Oh, yeah. Didn't you used to get jerked off and sucked your
yeah,
nipples?
Yeah, dude. That's my go-to.
I can't believe
that's
I...
my birthday way, stuff. Oh, that's birthday
can't
stuff.
Can't believe I knocked you for that.
How good is that, dude? How good is that? I'm talking about, like, dude, I'm not trying to make any waves. I'm like, how about a little HJ? Easy. And it's like, yo, mine sucking my nipples. That's like when, you know, people on heroin do like a little bit of methadone and then Xanax.
Yeah.
Getting a hand job and your nipples sucked is like when you take your methadone and your Xanax. And you get off. It's like you're doing heroin. You're just like, ah.
Yeah.
Your body just, that like short wire, some sort of circuitry in your body where you're like, I'm getting pussy right now.
Do you just get one sucked or alternating?
Well, I mean, ideally my left, but it's like, I'll
they have a health gauge. Each nipple has a health gauge. You got to deplete that health gauge and then move on to the other one while the other one recharges.
I mean, if she wants to move around, that's cool. But if she wants to latch onto one, that's fine.
The left is closer to your heart.
True. I'm telling you, man. Nipple suck HJ. Whoo, man.
Shane, do your nipples get super hard when you get aroused?
This never? Isn't about me, dude. I'm not a sex pervert. I don't have all this shit on here. I'm not a freak sex pervert.
Dude, I'm off the porn still.
Now look what's happening, dude. Okay. Your nipples sucked like a gay guy.
No, dude, it feels good. Why would I fight my biology? I also Winnie the Pooh'd the Vaseline the other day.
What?
You got your head stuck in the jar?
Is Winnie the Pooh? Oh, bother. I need to spice it up a little bit.
You're doing the right thing. Being off the porn's great, and
dude,
I support
it's been tough, but it's like I can't go back now.
How affectionate are you with your wife now? More?
Wildly.
Wildly.
I have moments, too much. In the morning, I'll stop.
She's going to beg you to go
dude,
back on the knock.
I do a thing where I freeze time. In the morning, we're sitting there. It's like we're busy, and I stop and just look at her, and I just walk towards her and hug her. It's so timeless. And then we just go back to my day. It's freeze time.
I'm picking up your slack.
Dude, I go over, and I just go, babe, get the fuck over here.
I love my porn.
Oh, really?
You love porn.
That's good. You embrace it. I can fall into the porn hole so easily.
Yeah.
I have to completely stay off the brink.
Right, how much do you like it?
I watch most days. The only time where I felt like it got treacherous was I was spending $50 a month on OnlyFans.
That's quite a bit.
Yeah.
But what are you talking about? Like watching it most
card.
Days? Like how long are you watching it?
Once or twice.
No, but like.
At length?
Once or twice a day?
Yeah.
Twice a day?
Sometimes. I would say maybe like 10 minutes at a clip.
Okay. All right.
That's not bad.
Nothing too bad.
Whack off sessions.
Yeah.
See,
That's
I would
a little
do.
Long.
Yeah.
Dude,
I want to see where the story's going.
I'm a big find the perfect video head, so I can spend like 30 minutes browsing and be like, is this really the one I'm going to give myself to?
Yeah.
And like start searching a little more.
It means something to you.
Yeah.
Dude, and then, you know, God forbid you just start hitting up. It's just...
I'm big on audio.
I'm not going to talk about it.
The audio's got to be right. I mean, there's a lot. Like, I like amateur stuff, and there's times where, like, you could hear them playing, like, Yin Yang Twins in the background. I don't like that. I like to hear the communication between the two.
I like hearing the news sometimes in the background. They're always like watching the news.
Yeah.
Some lady's like,
I feel like it's always Family Guy. They're always watching cartoons.
Dude, I feel like that's taken over the animated porn market. Family Guy stuff.
Yeah. Yeah. I've never gotten into the animated porn
market. It'll find you.
I don't think it will.
It's a calling, dude. It's a calling.
I've made it pretty far.
Yeah, no, it's all CGI now. Now Overwatch is the big animated
porn. I can't fuck
porn.
With the CGI.
I'll be honest, those CGI ads, I know we've talked about them before.
You wouldn't last 5 minutes, dude.
I wouldn't last. Playing this game?
Masturbators hate her for this one trick.
Yeah. You wouldn't last 5 minutes.
Yeah. No, we talked about it. It was the lady getting fucked, the animated lady.
Yep. It's yep, like, yep, yep.
My father's, or my husband's almost home. Oh, stop, man. I'm just waiting for the thing to load. I'm like, geez, you're going to make me pop on this fucking thing. I'm going to pop to a cartoon accident.
I told you I downloaded the game one time.
Yeah, yeah.
That's why I can't have porn. I downloaded the game and it was just something entirely else. I don't know. It was like almost like a used car. It was something ridiculous. No.
When you download the game, that's you're done with porn.
You're off, bro. Yeah, I was on a list.
It's on Auto Trader.
Yeah, I was on a list. It was just.
Is that what precipitated you going off the nog?
No, this was years ago.
Rainy, I wish.
What was it? What is it?
It's a porn hole, dude.
What happened?
Just an absolute porn hole.
What were you in?
It's just,
if you don't want to talk about
it. No, you can talk about it. You start jerking off the hooker ads. You start looking at him like, oh, she's very close.
Yes.
Maybe that's when it's time. You call her, hear her voice, hang up real quick. Maybe she gets angry, calls you back.
You're talking about wasting time now.
Yeah, yeah,
no,
I've done it, dude.
Matt.
I've done it.
That's a mortal sin.
Hey, man, webcam sesh. That's the next morning calling the credit card company going, yeah, I have this charger on my thing. That's not mine.
But they give it back to you?
Oh, yeah. They're very, your credit card's your best. They'll give you back. I mean, you know, don't abuse it, but one could wander into the wash.
Don't ask them what they're wearing.
Wake up and go, what the hell is that? What the fuck is that thing?
I never called that lady.
I never went. A sauna spa? Not me. You could get one free trip to the wash here and contest it and be like, the fuck is that? Don't even know that place. And they'll take it. They'll just wipe it right off.
I call a lady.
You can't
time.
Have like the, you know, the Korean lady can't call and be like, yeah. I jerked that guy off. If I can even pay. Hey, Amex, I jerked the guy off.
I still feel bad about this, but one time I called phone sex and put him on the phone with my wife.
Oh,
whoa.
And then I drank like 2 pints of vodka that night. So while my wife was talking to this lady, I went into the bathroom and threw up.
Oh, man. That's pretty awesome, though. What was the plan?
I wanted to hear my wife talk sexy to another woman. So, like, I was eating my wife out while she talked to this phone hooker. And then, like, 2 minutes in, I started feeling sick. So I ran into the bathroom while she was still on the phone with the phone hooker and threw up.
Wait, I'm sorry. Please repeat.
Oh, my God.
I'm sorry.
Oh, fuck.
Dude, I had spent the night drinking vodka in my living room. My lovely wife was, like, watching me and listening to me rap in the living room.
What year was this?
Probably 2013.
Oh, so Eminem. Wait, this was like post.
It was Wu-Tang and Mobb Deep that I was.
What? That
was
you. That's what you're rapping.
Yeah, yeah.
Now you're going with music, or you just go?
Yeah, with the music. Yeah. Okay. Not on my own.
Fuck, dude.
And then, bless her heart, nicest fucking lady in the world. She came upstairs, and I was like, I took her pants off, and I started dialing phone sex while she's laying on the bed. And then I was like, here, and I just handed her the phone without telling her what was happening.
You are a G, dude.
And you performed oral while she was on the phone?
Yeah, for like a minute or
and
two.
And
then I
got a tough belly. And then came back and got to work.
No.
I gave the phone. I don't feel good, honey.
I had to take a half day of the work that day.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Did you rap Triumph?
Yeah, that was part of them, yeah.
Yes.
Abomatomically, Socrates' philosophies and hypotheses. Yeah.
Damn.
Killer bees.
Dude.
The phone lady's like, are you squirting? She's like, no, my husband's throwing up.
Now, have you ever thought about sitting her down in the computer chair, making her DM some of the OnlyFans ladies?
I wouldn't do that, man.
Why not?
That's it.
You don't want to mix.
What are you talking about? It's way better.
Dude, that's the one path I wouldn't go down.
Hey, sorry about your boyfriend breaking his arm or whatever.
Those are his gumas, dude. You can't. He can never let his wife meet his beautiful gumas, his internet gumas.
Tim, it's funny you mention that because that's one of the appeals of OnlyFans. Are you an OnlyFans man?
No. I tried it, and I felt badly about it.
It is, because a lot of times they'll mention shit like that, like, hey, my special needs son needs a fucking wheelchair, so could you guys tip special today?
Yeah, customs are $9.99 this month because my son broke his arm fighting his stepdad or whatever.
Yeah, fighting the kids at school.
Yeah.
Can you hit him with a prove it? Like, picks, bro. Picks fap to them. Yeah. Yeah.
Picks of your injured son.
If they're lying about that, that's terrible.
I trust them.
I draw the line sexually.
I trust them, man. They.
Yeah, true.
The ladies I follow look like they got some special kids.
That'd be dastardly if they lie. Yeah, I guess they don't. So you can really, can you just find like, because there's like probably stars on there, but then there's like women in the trenches. Do you find the women in the trenches?
The Island of Misfit Toys is more my speed. If you look like you've been hit by a car and should not have survived, I'll probably subscribe to your OnlyFans.
Mike likes girls that look like they are like they're fighting a workers' comp case at CVS. Just like fucking cross-eyed pigs. Dirty feet.
Christ almighty, guys.
Anytime I've shown Tim my OnlyFans, he reacts like he's reading bad news.
Dude, it's terrible. It's the worst shit in the world.
Yeah, like he remembers where
shit?
He was.
You ever
when
seen that shit where girls get like ropes tied around their tits and they
get
like
their boobs look like that so normally. Much.
Without the rope, their boobs look like that. It's nuts, dude.
A lot of trauma tits.
It looks like someone's pulling the thread on their skin.
I hate it.
Yeah.
Well, I appreciate that, how like, open you are.
I'm an open book, baby.
That's the best. Speaking of.
Speaking of books.
Oh, man. Thank you, guys.
Wow. Speaking of books.
Yeah. This week, On Perks is finally being printed.
Yes.
Took me a long while to get here, but here I am. But yeah, if you go to onperks.com, you can purchase my new book. And it is as retarded as it seems. So I have about close to 3 years of Facebook posts. I was addicted to Perks. And unfortunately, during that time, I was very active on Facebook. So this is a collection of
Which is rare, by the way. I don't want to cut you. That's rare. Whenever someone's in an opioid addiction, I feel like they kind of fall off the book for a while.
Yeah, they drift off.
Mm. I feel like they drift off and come back.
Whenever I see a dude who won't shut the fuck up on... Maybe it's because of Mike, but when I see a dude who won't shut the fuck up on Facebook, I go, that guy's fighting a problem.
Yeah, see, I've seen dudes like completely fall off
and
then they come back. They get sober and they come back on. They take like one picture with their nephew.
Facebook pictures of sobriety.
In the cleanest white t-shirt of all time.
They come back and then they're because the internet moves so fast, like the how you act on there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then they get back on Facebook and they're like, I don't know, posting shit that you would like. They're doing like the fucking ice bucket challenge. They're like Beatles in the city, like frozen. Like, damn, forgot about that.
Watching your uncles catch up on memes after rehab is fucking.
Dude.
Watching Minions hit a dude who's on methadone.
Dude, Minions crush the methadone, bros.
I had a friend get out of jail and be like, yo, have you heard about the Illuminati? And we were like 29. I was like, yeah, bro, I heard about them. Heard about those guys. Covered that 9 years ago.
So anyway, Mike wouldn't shut the fuck up on Facebook. And the whole time he was addicted to drugs, I just thought he was like the coolest guy I knew.
Yeah,
I knew he was doing drugs. I was like, damn, that's pretty cool. I did not know. Now, one interventioned him or anything.
The only night where I know Tim was actually concerned was the very first night that I smoked crack.
Whoa.
I called him from Atlantic City.
Mm.
And I went there. I took off. I tried not to let my wife see me as I passed her. I got right on the Atlantic City Expressway. Went down there. One thing led to another. And unfortunately, I did smoke crack.
Was it fun, though?
I didn't like it.
Oh.
It was too fast. And then I called...
Too furious, even?
It was, yeah.
How fast was it?
Paul Walker fast.
Yeah, you were flying.
Dude, I didn't like
really?
It.
Really?
So you got high, like, on the inhale.
Yeah, I didn't like it. Too much, man.
Not for you?
No.
One star?
Yeah. Definitely one star.
So you smoke the glass pipe with the rock in the end?
Yeah.
And vaporize it?
I guess this is how most people end up smoking crack, but it's like, you're doing coke, and then the guy that got it for me was the crackhead.
Yeah.
And I was like, can we get some more powder cocaine? And he's like, no. He's like, but I have this.
I can chop this up, dude, but why don't we cut out the middle and just smoke it?
So I texted all the contacts on my phone and asked him to send me $100 to Western Union in Atlantic City. Tim called me, and he's like, are you okay? I was like, yeah, man, I'm just in Atlantic City. I'm just having fun. Just send me $100.
I also, by the way, I also had to admit to you that I didn't own $100. I didn't want to send it over text and make it sound insincere.
You did moral support, though.
Well, yeah.
Yeah, very sweet.
Damn.
Yeah. It was 4 a.m.
I just got an iPod Touch and I pawned that.
Damn.
$20, man.
For crack.
Yeah.
So you didn't like it, but you figured you'd double down.
I mean, I was already in trouble, so.
Yeah, why not? Why not? Yeah. Also, that's... You'd be like, let me just see if I can get, like, you know.
Yeah.
It's probably like acquired taste. First couple times, like, that was good.
I don't know, man. I think people either take to it or don't. And thankfully,
Yeah, it wasn't for you.
Yeah, I was two and done.
So it was a burn on the inhale. Walk me through.
It has a distinct smell, and I don't like smoking things to begin with, so like that was awkward.
Yeah.
You said I usually
everyone
don't,
the bongs how do awkward.
I usually
this
don't
is
do this.
Random.
I usually don't do this, but
I am in Atlantic City.
How was the dude? How was your companion?
Super sweet guy.
Nice.
Just the guy that was hanging outside of the motel.
Sick.
And he's a little angel.
And what did you guys do that evening?
It was the
after
first,
the crack. What was going on?
Well, it was the first night of the Stanley Cup final, so we watched
ooh,
that for
that's
a while.
Nice. And it was 13?
No, yeah, it was Devils and Kings, okay. I think. Or wait, Kings. Well, the Kings were definitely playing.
It was 2010, the Flyers.
Yeah.
Yeah, never mind.
So this was 2012, actually. So the Kings were definitely playing.
Nice. So you were cheering for the Kings. They had those former Flyers.
Yeah, Richards and Carter. Yeah. Yeah, I was pulling for them.
Yeah, and you were doing the best thing you could to support them.
I was, yeah.
You're smoking crack. Yeah. Be like, come on, Kings.
Love to see Richards get one right now. Yeah, brother. That guy deserves it. He was toiling in Philly.
Oh. So what happened?
The night just ran out, man.
Yeah, something came up on you?
It did. Unfortunately, one of my buddies was playing poker down there. So Danny Ozark... I met up with him. He gave me $40 because I was out of gas too.
Oh,
so
Jesus.
He gave me gas money and I had toll money and I made it home. And then two friends actually did Western Union to me money.
Yeah.
So I got it when I got to the Kmart by our house just so I could prove to my wife that I was coming home with money.
Like you won basically? Or
yeah, I came home with $200 because I knew she was going to say like,
holy
and I
fuck,
guarantee
dude.
You don't have any money. I was like, yeah, well, what about this?
That came in handy. That was that crack brain being like, dude, we got this.
Rip off your friends just in case your bitch wife wants to
act like we're losers. We're not losers.
Damn. So what happened? So that kind of a win in my book. I'm not hearing the problem here.
No harm, no foul.
I'm kidding.
Yeah. Damn. So was that rock bottom or close? No, you still had a couple more years in the tank.
Dude, well, that was like 3 weeks before I got into perks.
Oh, yeah.
So I had sworn off everything at that point, and then I had like a job at a place that was like UPS, but not a UPS, but not exactly UPS. And I hurt my back, and then they instantly gave me perks. And then once they determined the severity of the injury, he's like, "Here, I got between 120 and 180 a day a week."
Jeez.
And I was off to the races, baby.
Jesus Christ.
Holy fuck.
Yeah, I had a good time.
Did you know, what was your knowledge of them when you got hurt? Were you just kind of like, yeah, I guess I'll help?
I had taken them before. I had broken my hand like 4 years prior when I presented my wife with earrings at my parents' house. And we were in the kitchen. I gave them to my wife and I was like, she's going to love these. I haven't given her anything in a while. She opened them. She looks at the earrings. She's like, I don't even have my ears pierced. So then I punched the fridge and I broke my hand.
And then Perks found you.
Yeah, the universe found a way, man.
This guy needs perks right now.
I got him. Dude,
so it's from a broken hand is how you got addicted to perks?
Dude, initially. Put your hand on the fridge. That's like the red hotline phone for perks. He broke the glass. Break hand in case of emergency.
I think getting yelled at for punching the fridge. You definitely got yelled at for punching the fridge.
Yeah, it was my mom's fridge, man.
Michael!
Oh, my God. Michael, great. Good. I hope you're happy.
Oh, that's good. Look what you've done to your hand.
Come here. Let me see.
Impressive. You got a necklace.
Frank, you drive to the ER.
Oh, dude, that shit's so
what's
funny.
The life alert? Is that the old people button? Yeah. There's a perk alert, dude. Someone's like, here's.
There probably is. You punch like an ice dispenser hard enough,
dude. Yeah, just trying to squeeze my perk alert with my broken hand.
Oh, so then they were just like, that's so funny, too. That was 2013. Like, what did you do? You punched the fridge? Here's drugs. Here's very addictive drugs. You'll be fine.
You're going to tough this out.
Yeah, that was
Jesus Christ. For a broken hand, they gave you a bunch of perks?
They've given it to me for a sore throat. I had a sore throat one time. Like, do you want Percocets? And I was like, no. They're like, no, seriously, it's fine. You can use them. I was like, I'm good.
Yeah.
Dude, back then you can get them for anything.
Yeah, it was nuts.
I've never once gotten them.
Really?
Yeah.
I think you mentioned this before, and I think this is the reason why. They just see your
zip
code.
Zip code.
They see
your
zip code. They go, why don't we use the ibuprofen 800? You go, ooh, okay, well, that surgery felt pretty serious.
Although, I don't know, Delco is like minor leagues of opiate addiction.
Yeah, you guys
compared
are not
to Kensington.
You guys are a feeder neighborhood for us. Yeah. 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 You guys take the train down to where we live and get stuck.
You guys are the iron pigs. For sure. Those are the fightings up in Kensington. Yeah.
You get under the big lights, fields, which are under the train.
That's the league, dude. That's the show. Welcome to the show, dude.
Yeah, Delco, we haven't mastered openly shooting heroin yet in the streets. We're not there.
The show is real, though. Kensington's got it down.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. It's crazy.
Yeah, dude.
We got to figure out our live show, too.
Right.
We got to do cool stuff. You had a nice idea.
I think it'll be pretty fun.
What do you say? Can you share it?
We can share it, I think.
Yeah, I think so.
It's a plan that might happen.
We'll see. I gotta. If anyone knows a professional opera singer, I might have Sean Harpini curate
Matt
comments,
wanted to have an opera singer.
And then feed the funniest comments or whatever to the opera singer to have this guy belt out.
Funny words.
Funny things, but in a beautiful baritone.
I didn't see. You never told me the funny part.
What was
all I got was a text that was like, we should get an opera singer. And I was like,
that's my bad.
All right. Like, yeah, I'm down, actually.
Brother, that's an epic, communication for me.
If, I was like, if you want to get an opera singer, yes. That is funny.
Jesus, man. I'm such
I didn't
a
know there was
dumbass.
The joke part was involved.
I'm such a dumbass.
Matt. No, what you could do is, you know how they do Twitch plays, right? What? So they do Twitch plays Pokemon. A Twitch streamer puts on Pokemon and the chat has to play the game via comments. You could assemble an entire...
I want
opera
nothing to do with the chat.
From live chat.
The chat could
this is for the opera singer.
All right.
The opera singer.
Yeah, but then there's, so the opera singer is just going to be like, Shane is a faggot.
Matt, so you're right. Actually, this is a funny idea.
That is hilarious. God damn it, that's funny.
Or he could just, if he was savvy enough, he could just pick up and like, if it starts to kind of lull at all, which it won't. But
there
if,
will
if
be
it,
no lulls.
If it ever even like felt like we took a breath from laughing.
If this is half as good as our fucking Skanks Fest live podcast.
Bro, that thing was nasty. No, this is all in.
Yeah.
I've totally reformulated my energy into podcasting.
Yeah.
I'm all burners on now. We got to get this thing up to 30 million views an episode, dude. This is bullshit.
Absolutely.
Dude, with my blog and your connections to power and fame, yes. Dude, what's the fucking...
with my blog.
My new blog.
Dude, I didn't want to... Should I talk about the text I got or is that too intense?
I don't think so.
Ooh. You have a duty.
I'm trying to get to 30 mil,
it.
Dude.
Bro, one of the craziest things. It was right after you guys saw Yay on Alex Jones.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So I'm on the flight home from, I don't know, Florida, I think. No, I was in Austin.
Yeah, yeah.
And I was flying home, and I'm watching that the whole day, just like, no, Yay, no.
Nay.
Nay. Damn it. It's like, I get what he's trying to do.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What he's like, Jesus would love everybody. I love everybody.
Yeah.
And he keeps trying to say the worst things possible. He's trying to get canceled. He's trying to be a martyr. That's what I'm hoping.
He's trying to show the little dot inside the yin yang, dude.
Yeah.
When he does that, he's like, that one thing he did on Alex Jones, he's like, you mean to tell me that every single Nazi was bad? Some weren't just fighting for the country?
Yeah.
And you're like, Kanye, please don't do it.
Please stop making me say that some Nazis were good. Obviously, yes, there's yes, yes. The answer is yes. Some of them were probably fucking cool. Valkyrie, dude, that guy was cool. Tom Cruise in the movie Valkyrie, he was awesome.
Yeah, dude, M. Bison from Street Fighter rules.
So,
don't make me say it out loud.
I hate to spill the beans, but I got a text that said, "Yo, it's Yay." And Kanye contacted me that day.
That day he was
that day,
on his media
that
tour.
That night, yes. And he wanted to work on something.
On his media daily storm.
And unfortunately, I had to decline.
What?
Yeah.
Yeah.
He should be here eating birthday cake.
You want the views? We could do that. But I do feel like the people that are latching onto him are taking advantage of whatever's going on.
Yeah.
And that looks fucking lame.
Yeah, it's sinister.
Because Ye is the best.
Well, that kind of sucks because I want to give my views on Israel right now, if you don't mind.
See, I already feel weird about talking about it.
It is funny. It's a funny thing to have him text.
I mean,
you.
It was crazy. It gave me, like, my face got hot. I was in an Uber. I was talking to Matt, and I was like, dude, Yay just texted me.
That's crazy.
Did you show that to the guy next to you?
I was in the back of an Uber, just like, like, he wants to talk right now. It's like, I'm in an airport. I can't. I was just trying to buy time. I was like, holy fuck. Because I knew whatever he said, I was going to say yes. I fucking love Kanye West. I love his music.
You're doing the right.
I love his music.
You're doing
so
the right
much.
Thing. You're doing the right thing.
Yeah, it was
huge.
Hard.
Kanye West fan. Can't stand his music.
Yeah, yeah. I'm not into just, that fucking crap. Pull your pants up.
I like oh, his, man. We get it. You're views. The best at everything.
Yeah, I feel uncomfortable.
Alex,
with that.
Although I will say, no, it's Alex crazy. Jones
it needs
was
to be pointed
so
out that Kanye
funny.
Texted you,
dude. It fucked me up.
Him on Jones was no one better to interview him than Alex Jones.
Yeah.
So, well, I'm not saying the Nazis are cool. I don't like them. They kind of like,
yeah.
like attack
yeah.
people.
Tell
I'm not really
you don't
that.
Like Nazis, so I like Hitler.
Dude, the one that cut, like, he's like, we're having fun here. We're just fucking around. Everybody's crazy here. All right, we're going to head to break. And then just Kanye, like, while the camera's panning past the desk, he's like, I like Hitler. The segment ended. He must have been like, God damn it. Shut the fuck up. Dude,
no, he was like, yeah, we're going mega viral right now. Yeah, what do you want me to
it's
tweet?
Lit. It's lit. It's lit. He kept saying it's lit.
Have you thought about texting him about other stuff?
No, like I don't want to bother him.
Yeah.
And I don't, yeah. Of course, there's that fucking fame hungry party that's like, yes, do it.
Yeah.
Yeah. This would like, that's, be doing no. it big.
And you're then noble. Don't. And then do not do that. And then do, yeah.
You're noble. I was like, yeah, dude, fucking talk to him right now. And you're like, I was
everybody.
Like, yeah.
That was every single person's reaction yeah. was like, do it.
I also had
like,
no
bro,
idea.
We would lose everything.
I had no idea what his hijinks were that day. I was like, yeah, dude, it helped, definitely hit
that
him.
That was the problem. Anyway, I said, dude, did you see what he said
and
today?
I looked it up and went, ooh.
He had too yeah. much soda.
He had a lot of soda.
He might have,
he had Surge at the birthday party.
He might have had Jolt.
He had a couple jolts.
Kanye, easy on the Pepsi.
Yeah, yeah, or he was just super sleepy. He might have been just super sleepy.
Yeah.
Yeah, it sucks. I mean, dude, it's definitely one of the most interesting things ever happened.
Also, that day was we were on Rogan. We did like 10 minutes on how great Kanye is.
Yeah.
And we get done with the episode that doesn't come out until today or tomorrow.
Uh-oh.
Yeah.
It's literally Rogan like, look at this guy. He's a genius. Oh, dude, put up this video of him at the Amazon concert. It's the best thing I've ever seen. And then we get done. I'm, you know, anxiety from doing that podcast. And the next day I'm on the plane like, oh, God, oh, what have I done?
Yeah, I mean.
And then you get a text from him and it's like, damn, spooky stuff. Very scary times.
That is spooky stuff.
Yeah, it fucked me up. And I was on mushrooms on Rogan. So I was on the mushroom hangover the next day. It was a lot.
That's a lot. It's a lot to take yeah, in.
It was a lot, dude.
I'm sweating in my robe. I'm trying to make plans in my robe.
Dude,
my balls are dropped.
Dripping on the floor. I'm having a panic attack in an Uber. Leaving JFK. Just like, Matt, I got to go. I got to talk to you later, dude. You're not going to believe what's going on. I'll see you later.
I was saying to Shane, the right how funny is it that Kanye in his head is like, well, I'll just go on Gillian Keys. It'll be fine. Yeah.
That's fine. I'll just go on Matt and Jake.
Whatever. I mean, he is right that we do need to preach love and forgiveness. It's
he
just,
is.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I think the sands of time, maybe you got to deal with him in like a 500-year span.
Yes.
But it's like
I
right
think, though,
now.
You just got to go, all right, Hitler, back of the line for love and forgiveness. We'll take
yeah,
care
exactly.
of everybody
yeah,
else
Hitler's
first.
Pretty yeah, bad. Yeah. Get all yeah. the way to back. For sure. He jumped the line. But it's, you know, again, 90% of people are going, what did he do? It's fucking weird.
Well, did you
like
see
who's really hot blooded?
His
I've seen yeah. so many comedians now who are like, it's like,
well,
dude,
anti-Semitism
up.
Has no place. It's like, oh, come on, this isn't real stuff.
Yeah, maybe you could do like supervised podcasting, like they do supervised visitation, just to see if you can handle like 15 minutes of time and a half hour.
What
and
do you
an
mean?
Hour
with like, yay?
Yeah, just have like a ward of the state come with you just to see if you can keep it together for like 15.
Dude, if I would join immediately. Immediately. He'd be like, this is how I feel. I'd be like, you're exactly right. You're right, dude. It's fucking unbelievable. They're fucking killing us, dude.
Did you see his subreddit got turned into like a Holocaust awareness thing?
Really? His subreddit got...
Yeah.
Turn it yeah, going, all yeah. of his yeah, the headlines are like Kanye's fans turn his subreddit into like a Holocaust awareness page.
That is one thing people seem to be a little unaware of.
Yeah. What do they do? There's like stream clips of like
I think they just post like numbers and stuff and go, this is real.
For yeah. sure.
They ran it's ads like, for okay, Holocaust Co. A little fucked up if you ask me.
They what?
Ran ads for Holocaust Co.
Hey, birthday boy. Take it down a notch. You got too much soda.
I got Kanye in me. He's going to be on here one way or another.
Yeah.
No, I feel like, can you hand me another White Claw?
I feel like the whole thing just launched like a 2 week Rumspringer on like Jewish jokes on podcasts, and it's like now I'm all out. Yeah. I'm done. I'm like, I'm out.
Yeah, it makes
I'm out. It's
I was already running pretty hot.
Yeah, it's like, all right, that was cool. Chill out for another, you know, hopefully 30 years or so.
Yeah, does anybody else like a White Claw?
Yeah, I'll grab another one. Thank you.
We got a 10 o'clock show.
True.
That'll be fun.
Yeah, dude.
Yay.
That's my whole concern is not even concern, but it's like, dude, if you were to really pull a bunch of people and hook them up to like blood pressure tests and be like, yo, how pissed are you about this? I think 90% of people would be like, yeah, it's fucking weird.
I've run into a couple that were actually upset.
Yeah.
Now.
The one lady I know is from Poland.
Okay.
And she's old. And her parents they were Jewish in Poland.
Yeah. Okay.
During the Holocaust.
Checks out.
Okay.
So, you know.
All right. Checks out.
She's like, you got to shut the fuck up about it. Don't joke about it.
Yeah. Checks out.
You know, she's got it. I'd be pissed.
Mm. Yeah. Makes sense.
But I don't know. This whole thing's gay and I feel stupid.
Yeah, it stinks.
I feel gay for bringing it up.
No, that's what will get you when someone is actually like, that's the only time I really feel anything when I know somebody who's actually like a physical being is like, no, it actually, here's why. And I go, I feel bad now.
Yeah.
I won't laugh about it when you're around. Most of
it's, but most of it's the realm of abstraction where you're just kind of like, dude, we're having a laugh. We're having a goof. There's the most famous person in the world denying the Holocaust right now on a meta level. It's funny. On a meta level, because it's so ridiculous.
Yeah, take yourself out of the equation.
It's funny.
When he was like, if you were like, if you went back in time and he was like, George Bush doesn't care about black people, and you got to sit there in your time machine and go, oh, you guys just wait what happens. Yeah. Wait till the lid pops off of this guy. That's a funny thing to think about.
It is very funny.
When you just get out of the fourth dimension, this whole stuff gets kind of funny.
True.
When you can suspend time, it's like, it's kind of all kind of fun.
Yeah, you suspend time.
It's all kind of fun if you can suspend time.
You go to Dr. Strange. You're like a Holocaust joke.
There's an alternate thing.
Or funny.
There's an alternate timeline where you're like, the only thing that was different.
You're like, oh, close that. That's terrible.
Oh, close that one. Don't do that one. Well, how did I move my forearms on that one?
Yeah, this ice cream cake's sweating, dude. You gotta get into that. You gotta eat the fucking cake. I spent everything on this thing.
But no, I hope ever.
You're not going to have a slice of cake.
I'm definitely going to eat it.
Eat the fucking cake.
I just want to hear the rest of your Kanye story.
No, that was it. I don't want to delve into any more because I feel like I'm already taking advantage of.
That's what he gets for texting you.
That's what I mean. I hate that. Although all the guy does is screenshot conversations and texts with other people. But then again, I could be having a thing. He might be having a bit of a mental breakdown.
He could.
Yeah, he is.
He could be. Or he's a genius that's trying to show everybody that you can be a martyr and lose everything publicly.
Well, I also
one of those things.
They didn't just gave it all away.
I think he's probably
200,000 martyrs.
Yeah. I'll be honest.
I think this guy's fucking having
And I don't want to take advantage of.
No, I was more so on the like, oh, maybe he's next level, and I've been watching it going.
Yeah.
You know, and I just wish
yeah, musically, absolutely next level. That fucking again, that fucking Amazon concerts makes me happy.
Yeah, it was also when he came out at the time to be like, I love Trump. That was a taboo. He was breaking a taboo.
Yeah.
And it was like, and all right, cool.
It. He got a taste of it.
He got a taste of breaking taboos. Yum. He goes,
taboos, huh?
I'm going to the ultimate one. I'm going to
what's number one?
What if the black Israelites texted you on the plane? Would you invite them on?
Onto the podcast?
Yeah.
They're like, we were just backed by a line of black guys with swords. That would be fucking sick.
That would be a little worrisome, the swords. But yes, if they were defending our honor, yes. It'd be like Bannerlord.
I saw him.
I would recruit them. I'd say, you guys, you will join my squad.
You'll join my squad, and we're actually going to go after the other black Israelites.
They will. The black Israelites will hit you with the thing that hurts you the most as you walk by, just going to work, minding your business.
Yeah, they'll get you.
Especially me when you already have piggish features. God, they hate swine.
They're like an army. They're an army of Steve Hostetters.
What did you say?
They're an army of Steve Hostetters.
They really are. Yeah. They destroy every heckler that walks by, dude.
I feel like nobody bothers those guys, though.
If no one bothers them.
Every once in a while, a white woman falls into their web. The dumb fly white woman. Like, you want to do that?
You're actually ignorant.
Yeah. Shut up, white bitch.
Yeah, then they just
get down on the ground.
Yeah. I always try to say hi to them, man, and they always act like I don't exist. I'm always like, what's up, boys? And they're always just kind of like, fuck, get the fuck on.
That fucks their whole shit up.
I can't be like, what's
if
up,
you're
dude?
Going out there, you're like, I'm trying you're to bother white people. And a white guy walks by like, yo.
A white guy with your energy is definitely their kryptonite.
I saw them in D.C. swinging. They were swinging like the church fume stuff and the frankincense or whatever.
Yeah.
They were pretty nice to Tim in Indianapolis.
Yeah.
Dude, are you serious? Those guys didn't give me the time of day.
I know.
I was there like, I think like a month before
I cruised by on an electric scooter and they were just like, okay. Like nothing.
They gave him a hang loose.
Yeah.
For real?
I basically hit him with a, oh boys. And they're just like, maybe a smoke break or something, but I couldn't get anything out of them.
What do you think they would do if you dressed like a stormtrooper and stood next to them and started yelling at people with them?
Like Star Wars or real? Star Wars or Poland one?
Yeah, really. That would be kind of, what would they do if you rolled up? Dude, that was another thing.
They're getting orders from the top, dude. Hitler's cool.
Kanye talking about fucking the Nazis' uniforms on a fashion level. That was killing me, dude.
What was it? Hugo Boss?
Yeah. Hugo Boss. He's like, I mean, as a designer, Alex Jones is like, I mean, you're a designer. You're talking about design. He's like, I love the Nazis.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, dude.
I saw a funny tweet, though. It was on Black Twitter. Somebody was like, for real, though, this fit does go hard as fuck. And it was like Hitler wearing a cape walking down these steps. It was like, for real, the fit is fucking sick.
I don't know. Maybe I have too much faith in humanity, dude. I've said it before. I don't think we're in danger of another age.
Did they have Nazi swimsuits?
Probably, to be fair.
Speeders. Yeah, they did a lot of weird shit with that stuff. Yeah,
they would have
little girl camps, little boy camps, and then they would let the camps mix and fuck each other because they needed more people.
Oh, no.
Like, girls, your kids would go away on, like, woman Nazi camp. And
Cumspringer.
All of them, Cumspringer, would come back pregnant.
What?
And, like...
Oh, well, that's what the birthright shit is in Israel.
What?
You go on your free birthright trip, you get there, and it's like, these hot sluts are pretty into American guys.
Man, oh, really?
Stick around. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Israel's cool. Really? That's what you said.
My friend went there.
No, they're,
don't
dude,
backtrack
they're
now to impress Kanye, dude.
Yeah, my friend went there, said it was lit. My friend went there for like soccer or something. He was
free
like,
Palestine, dude.
They live in abundance. Let's not talk about Israel.
Yeah, this whole thing's a mistake. And it's I don't like it. It's giving me anxiety. I don't want to throw a guy. Reached out to me. I don't want to throw him under the bus.
You're not throwing a man under the bus, bro.
It was just surreal.
Pretty sure he reached out from under the bus already.
He's
already under the bus.
You're trying to say you love his catalog, and he turned to Matt. You're like, actually, I love his new stuff. His new thoughts are really what I'm all about.
His new album.
Yeah.
What's his new album? What do you think his follow up to Christ is King will be?
Didn't we talk about it on here? He tried to name a couple albums Hitler.
Yeah. What's someone said?
I think it's true.
Although, he did?
Yeah. Called. That's what the news says.
Well, then he went on the news. And
that's what the media says.
Imagine him standing next to Mike Myers and just saying, like, there's no way it was 6 million. And Mike Myers is like,
oh, my God.
Swing!
Excuse me? Oh, baby powder?
Yeah. Okay.
Harsh.
Garth falls backwards in his chair.
That's a funny sketch. Ye's looking for funny sketches. Mike Myers and Dana Carvey.
Yeah.
And fucking do Wayne's World basement interview and then hit him with those thoughts.
Supreme race.
Look, man.
We're being liberated. Get the net.
Netanyahu, dude. That's a good bit, dude. That was a good bit. Fuck, that was a good bit, dude.
Pull over the limo. I need to grab a Yoo-hoo real quick.
I was talking to someone that was like Yoo-hoo's fucking head of PR, just like.
Fuck,
dude. That was the anti-Semitic chocolate milk. Fuck.
Was it really? Did he talk about you? Or did
he was doing comedy, dude. And he was like, these guys are... Because that was the...
I thought you were saying he was like...
doing really, carrot top. Or yeah, he's doing sweet potato top.
Yeah.
He had a bug catching net and a Yoo-hoo. And he's doing net and Yahoo. It was awesome.
I didn't realize I didn't realize that's what the Yoo-hoo was.
Hey, Kanye, we're going to freeze all your assets.
I thought he just had a Yoo-hoo the whole time.
For real, though, if I found out I had to pay $200,000 a month in child support, I would be dropping grenades out of a helicopter. I'm sorry he's fucking around too much on the internet, but it's pretty bad.
Did he try to drink the Yoo-hoo through the mask?
He accidentally chocolate-ported himself.
He chocolate-ported himself.
I do dig that mask though, because these are all deep fakes. I mean, in the court of law, you can't prove that was ever him.
Oh,
can you get? You can't get in trouble for that in court.
Talking with the mask on?
No, just going on a podcast and going, I like Hitler.
Alex Jones got busted pretty hard.
They didn't like that stuff. If you would have worn that black mask,
but.
If he just to say that one thing about the school. All
right, never mind. I'm staying out of this.
I don't know. I mean, dude, you know, look, tell you what.
If he would have focused on the more age of, we're about to enter the age of Aquarius.
Never mind.
We're about to enter the age of Aquarius, guys. Yeah, we're all trying to have fun. Everyone needs a good laugh. You know what I mean?
Have a little birthday cake.
Yeah. Would you prepare Mike a slice of this cake, please?
My whole point is quicksand, dude.
Yeah.
And I'm out. You get out of it. Then you go.
It's very thoughtful of you.
Is it ground still? And you slip down to it up in your nipples. You're like, dude, it's the whole thing.
Wait, hold on. Hold on.
Wait, hold on. I got this.
Yeah.
Maybe what Kanye's trying to do. Well, let's see what the numbers say.
It was funny.
It was actually funny if you saw it. Dang it.
No, we don't have to talk about that stuff.
Well, we did. That's fine.
It's something we're all dealing with collectively right now.
Yeah.
One of the biggest stars ever. Imagine Mel Gibson just sitting by.
Poor guy.
Whoa. Mel.
I mean, they're going to form the Avengers.
No, Mel's he's fine.
No, when you bring up, when that's the hot button issue, people are like, and yeah, you did that too, you piece of shit.
Yeah, true.
Oh, can you share the first message you sent?
No.
Okay.
Can you share the Mel Gibson voicemail?
No, I don't want to share any messages.
True.
Yeah. Other than, yeah.
You're an honorable man.
By the way, was hilarious.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
You're an honorable man. You are an honorable man. Let it be known for the record.
Thank you, Matt, but...
Many others in your position...
Feel sleazy.
Well, that's why you're an honorable man. That's how they want you. Because you feel that. Rather than going...
I did call my agent to tell him I'm doing it.
He's like, yeah, okay.
He was like,
he said, the fuck you are.
He was like, what? He was like, Shane, do not do this. I put it on speaker.
Shane was in a convertible. I can't hear you. Yeah. Hung it up, threw in the backseat.
Like, no, I'm going to do it tomorrow, actually. He wants to fly me tomorrow. He was like, we've worked so hard. You and all your friends, you can't do this. And I was like, I'm doing it, dude. It's going to be hilarious. Yeah. And then I was sitting around. I was like, dude, if I was a true artist, I would do it.
Yeah.
But I'm not.
Well,
I'm
a coward. No, I don't think it's a coward.
No, I think it's nice to sit back, dude.
I should have been on that fucking plane, dude. Should have been me, Milo, Fuentes, and Kanye.
That's a tough flight to Florida.
I mean, just that
picture.
That's
a tough 2.5 hours,
dude. York City, dude.
Oh, my God.
Just that picture alone, dude, would be...
Oh, like
terrifying.
Yeah, it'd be devastating.
On the private jet, Milo was pretending to read the Bible.
All the people criticizing me would have been on the private jet to Epstein's Island. Yeah. They'd be like, I can't believe he's on that plane. I'd be like, what about that other jet? Remember that other private jet? There's a pretty bad private jet that a lot of you guys were on.
Is Epstein Island still functional?
For like kids, or you mean like, can you live there?
Like, do they still got the water slides?
Is the water park open?
Was there a water park?
Oh, there had to have been.
Yeah,
there had to be some kid friendly stuff.
Damn, that's how they delivered them to your room.
Yeah, it's just
all that kid slid in your room.
Everyone's got the end of a water slide in the room. They just come slide. Yeah.
Just basketball court slides that screech noise into your bedroom floor. Just
Prince Andrew waiting at the bottom with his mouth open.
Yeah, people forgot about that.
Backwards Marco Polo.
They've forgetting about that.
That child sex ring with all of the elites, well, a lot of the elites of the world, mm-hmm. They got busted. And
that
everyone
did slip
went,
my mind.
That guy hung himself in prison, weirdly.
Oh, the security cameras fell off and the guard took a smoke break and he hung himself. And the autopsy was like, no. Yeah, he hung himself. He couldn't live with the guilt.
Would you wait for the lifeguard go ahead on the water slide at Epstein Island?
To the pedophile?
Yeah.
Water slide?
Would you just be a bad boy?
Would I respect the... No. I've always respected the lifeguard.
Yeah.
Actually, that's not true.
Salute him back.
Used to have a lot of fun disobeying the lifeguards at Williams Grove, the motor speedway. Used to have that's a theme park across the street.
What?
Now it's in every online as like a haunted thing just because it's all overgrown.
Was that partial custody kingdom?
It was absolutely partial custody kingdom, dude. It was a shit show. But we used to go on the water slide and me and like 10 of my friends would go. and whoever went first would be the blocker. You'd go down first and turn sideways wait for the next guy and wait for the next guy. And then I was the wedge breaker. I'd come down last. And I would just smoke them. It hurt so bad, but it was so funny. And then 10 kids would come out at once. And the lifeguard would be like, damn, you kids are good. We'd be like, fuck you. Yeah.
Oh, man.
You work at Williams Grove, loser.
You go right back to the top.
Yeah, go right to the top.
Oh, my God.
You guys would have crushed it, Epstein Island, man.
I mean, 10 coming down at once. Mm-hmm. Just.
Oh. Imagine
Chris Tucker down there at the bottom. Just like, no. Yeah,
I think I ordered too much. Did he get some of these to go?
Was he on the logs?
Oh, yeah, yeah. Logs,
dude. Everybody was talking. Didn't he like?
Was it a different Chris Tucker?
That's what I heard.
No,
no, he was boys with them, right?
Well, he was hanging out with Michael Jackson too.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Spacey.
Spaceman.
The Spaceman was big.
Mm-hmm. Tried and true.
Yeah.
Damn, dude.
You think they all clapped when the pilot landed on Epstein Island?
Absolutely, dude. Absolutely. Well, with whatever free hands they had. Because that jet was popping, dude.
Yeah, true. Yeah, because he did like a 180, didn't he? At one point, he like really cleaned up his act. He stopped cursing.
Spacey?
Epstein?
Chris Tucker. Yeah, probably.
Didn't he?
Probably hit fucking rock bottom. He probably hit the fucking...
Yeah.
Wow.
A weekend.
You think one of the kids came out on the water slide? He went, God damn!
Just face fucking a kid.
Do you understand the word? Never, never, never touch a black man's sex slave.
Do you understand the kid that's coming in my mouth?
Yes. That's the one I was going for.
I'm sorry.
I couldn't get it. I just said his line from the movie. I didn't change any comedy at all.
Imagine waking up the next morning with like dried kid cum in your mouth.
Oh my God, dude.
You gotta change, man.
Imagine getting charged for the water you use to clean kids cum out of your mouth.
You could crack open a bottle of Evian.
Oh, man.
Damn, right, what would you say to a kid after he roofied them?
What would Chris Tucker say? What would I say?
What would Chris Tucker say after he roofied a kid and the kid fell asleep?
Yeah, damn.
Yeah, or...
You just got knocked the fuck out.
Yeah. Oh, there you go.
That'd be terrible if he really was never there.
He's probably innocent. For real. Sorry, Chris Tucker.
Dude. Yeah, we're talking about that.
It is funny
Chris
to think about his voice.
As a child rapist.
No, Matt. Now, how disappointed do you think?
Child rape. It is funny. I froze time and it's
Chris
funny.
Although that probably did alleviate tension. Like if you're a kid getting blasted and you're in the next room, you're like, is that Chris Tucker?
No, I mean, yeah, of course. Yeah. It's better than just an uncle.
What do you, man, what do you think it sounded like when Jackie Chan had to express his disappointment in Chris Tucker?
No, no, no.
When Jackie Chan did it?
Jackie Chan probably had to talk to his old friend. They made three feature films together.
Charlie's like, Chris, this is not good.
It's probably something good. Like that. Yeah. Yeah,
Chris, this is not good.
That would
good.
Be a nice fucking movie.
Rush Hour 4?
No, he finds out about the island and comes down and clears it out with his karate.
Oh, my God.
That'd be
God,
such a
dude.
Sick movie, dude.
Just breaks Prince Andrew's boner.
Yeah. Yeah. That'd be so good.
That would be nasty.
And that's the reveal at the end is Chris Tucker, he's like, Chris, come on, we gotta get the fuck out of here.
Mm-hmm.
We gotta get out of here. And he like goes down to save Chris and the kids. And then at the end is the reveal that Chris was in on it the whole time. One of the kids is like, to Chris, he's like, man, that ain't true, man. And then like five more kids are like, it was him.
And then Jackie Chan kills the kids. He's like, we gotta get out of here. Come on, they'll seal the court documents. Don't worry. Let's go. The island explodes and they fly together. And Chris is like, I'm never gonna curse during my stand up ever again. I'm done with that stuff.
Damn, the last chopper out of Epstein Island had to be like Platoon.
There's celebrities grabbing. Yeah, again, it's just a joke. Chris probably didn't have sex with kids on Epstein's Island.
I really hope, but I could have sworn he was on the flight logs.
Was he the name Chris Tucker was on there?
He's on the flight logs. Maybe they. I do think they were getting flights. There's a lot of people on these flight logs.
Yeah.
I think he had a private jet and was just like, oh, I'll fly. You're at a rich, famous party, and he's like, I have a jet. You can take it to
Let's
where you go.
Let's go, yeah. Also,
I don't think they were, unless it was to the island? You can't tell from the logs.
So I think Matt Groening went, too, from The Simpsons.
Nope.
And they were saying, like...
Why, you little?
What do you have to write? Yeah, on the, you wrote on the tray. Yeah. I will not fuck kids. I will not fuck kids. I will not fuck kids. I will not fuck kids.
That was great, man.
That's the real reason Bart never ages. But apparently he was on the flight, like, taking his shoes off, like, okay, girls, let's go. Start working.
Oh, yeah. He was.
Yeah, he was. He made himself pretty comfy. This was in, like, an article.
March.
March. I wish I could do a March.
Homie.
That was great.
Jeffrey. Homie, that's your fifth little boy. Don't you think we should go?
March.
That fucking sucks, dude, to be on those logs.
That can't be true, dude. I love The Simpsons.
Groaning?
I used to.
Yeah, Matt.
I used to. They stunk. They were the best.
Well, then they all became like liberal fucking dorks.
Why do you think, bro?
No, are you Googling this?
Why do you think?
Matt Groening foot
hang
massage.
Hang on a minute. I need a boy.
I need a boy ass, dude.
Who's I need a boy? I'm looking for a boy to suck on. A boy to suck on.
Again, if you're innocent.
Was he there?
Confirmed, dude.
Wait, Matt Groening or a boy to suck on?
So what?
Has it been Groening the whole time?
Groening, yeah.
I was Groening.
I've been calling him Groening my whole life.
Well, he was Groening.
Us animation and child pornography heads know that it's Groening.
Do you think he does all the Simpsons porn still? Do you think he draws
beat off to this?
What?
Yeah.
You whacked off. I didn't beat off to I've seen it, but I've never
You've
beat
never
off
beat
to
off
it.
To Simpsons
one of Mike's favorite gifts is
I tried to get into it.
March has Bart in like a powerbomb position and she's sucking on his meat.
That's exactly why I don't jerk off to Simpsons, because every fucking cartoon is Marge fucking Bart.
Yeah,
but they're
that's
not real.
I know, but you want to see
Marge and Ned.
Yeah.
Yo.
Ooh. I wouldn't mind that.
Now you're talking.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
We should switch to the Patreon.
Abu okay. and Marge, yeah.
guys.
Yo, live stream, don't fuck
live
around.
Stream, look, if you want to be a little brat about it and complain, don't watch it.
Yeah, don't.
But it's going to be fun, and it's going to be good, and Matt, we're trying to obtain an opera singer to sing funny words.
Yeah, if you know one, please get at me.
No. The opera singers, not funny words.
No.
Because you're going to get some DMs.
No, don't get that.
All right.
Yeah, we need some opera
dad
singers.
Meat?
Yeah.
Bros.
Funniest guy in the world.
Meat. OnPerks.com.
Thank you. Check out Little Stinkers, too. Yep, OnPerks.com.
Oh, yeah.
I have to sell everything through my website because the...
Kanye's enemies.
Yeah, Kanye's enemies are jamming me up at Amazon, so I'm doing everything through OnPerks.com. It's like anything I do, I promise if you check that out, you'll like my book. Also, check out Little Stinkers, me, Del Calo, and Jake Matera.
Why, because it's called Perks?
No, they just stopped paying me for my other two books. They kept saying that my bank info was wrong, and it's been the same for years. And they just stopped paying me royalties for my previous two books, so I refused to do business with them.
Good for you, man. Yeah. Fuck these guys.
Bezos is Polish, eh?
Yeah, that's how he made his fortune.
Well, they're downsizing. I think Amazon's hurting, dude. So you don't want to go down with that shit.
You think Amazon's hurting?
Yeah, they're laying off like 40% of their workforce.
I think they all figured out they can do it. After Twitter laid off a bunch of their workforce and it's fine. Like, yeah,
he's like, these guys aren't doing shit.
Yeah,
for sure.
Yeah. All right, we're going to switch over to the Patreon. Thank you for joining us.
Yes, thank you, guys.